Well, good morning, everybody. This is your host, Vance Rogers. I want to welcome you to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. We're going to jump right on into things, and as we do in the past, cover all of our wonderful announcements. Actually, most of them are going to be worked right into today's topic, which is getting to the convention, getting to Dallas, Texas, the last weekend of October for free. And we've got several guests lined up that'll be joining us, kind of some of them in and out because of busy, very active schedules. So they're going to pop in, pop out, and that kind of thing. And if I can ask our regular discussion panel or discussion forum group, if you guys want to join on the host line, because I'm taking a stab in the dark here, and I'm going to guess that you are planning on being in Dallas on October 22nd through the 24th at the Life Unleashed National North American Convention. So on that note, let's see who we've got on the line right now, and we're just going to jump on into things and have some fun here. And if you let me give you a heads up, if you're listening live or via CD, I encourage you to go to your computer and jump on Nikan's website, and that way you can kind of, as we mentioned, certain things, you can poke around and see the visual, seeing that, you know, some of us are more than just audio learners, but you can see what we're talking about, and kind of, it just helps it resonate a little bit more. So, again, just jump on Nikan's main website, and any of the icons that have to do with Life Unleashed, the convention guidelines, the convention contest, which is pretty simple, probably the most simple contest that we've ever had, but I think we're going to have some fun here. So, I believe June Silva is with us, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and June is already, as we discussed via email, June has already rehearsed what she's going to say, because she kind of had a dress rehearsal on Wednesday night on the corporate call?
Yes.
I just try to be funny. I know it's hard for some people at 7 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, but I just try. And, you know, so if you laugh, great. If you don't, then...
Yes, I was on the corporate call Wednesday night. I spoke.
Well, good. And then we also have, is it Chris? And Chris, I forgot your wife's name, from Louisiana. Are you with us, Chris? Okay, that's a no-go on that. Okay, who else is on the host line? Let's just make it easier.
Vance, you could do very well as a comedian, and particularly when somebody has a barking dog and is washing dishes and changing a diaper at the same time. That's when you're real best.
Yeah, I like, my personal favorite is, you know, some type of southern food like bacon or a lot of bacon grease frying.
Yes.
The phone put right next, that's my personal favorite. Now, Brad likes the gentleman snoring on the call, which we still haven't figured out. Why would you join a conference call if you're going to sleep? But maybe this is good tranquility.
Well, those are the ones at 10 o'clock at night and in the East Coast. You fall asleep during those. I've heard your dad do it, actually. He taught me how. You lie down, position the phone by your pillow, and you relax with it.
Yeah, and in all honesty, I know what's going on. It's our West Coast people who are getting up early, and usually, I'm not trying to be prejudiced here, but usually it's the wife, and she's still in bed. I've got that comment many times, and it's the husband who's still sound asleep next to her, and she's just listening in on her earpiece, and so I can't fault anybody, but. Hey, let's jump into this. We could have a fun three-way banter, and I know Steve and I want to be respectful of your schedule, so if you have to duck out, that's fine. But I want to talk about, number one, the importance of an annual event. And June, you've been around Nikan for a while. Steven's tenure with Nikan goes back, well, a little longer than mine, more than 30 years now. And how important to you as those of us on this call, we're all leaders. We wouldn't take time out of our schedule if we weren't leaders. How important is attending a annual event like the convention? June, we're going to go with ladies first here.
In my opinion, it's one of the most important things you can do for your business. You're around the leaders. It's part of your business to be at the annual convention. It's just not even a question in my mind.
Okay, now Nikan pays us to attend that event, right?
Yes. They do.
Now, that was a loaded question. And how do we get paid to go to the convention?
Well, first of all, they have contests, but that's kind of a no-brainer. Second of all, we're earning our money. We're out there talking to people. Our consultants are there. And it is part of the team building, and your team is helping to contribute to your money, and their teams are contributing to their paychecks.
Okay.
And so, I don't know if I'm answering, but I'm answering from my heart.
No. And that's, because a lot of people think that, well, it's just a motivational, it's a rah-rah session, it's going to be about a bunch of hype, they're going to get us jacked up to...
No, I am not. That was one of the big things when I did not want to get involved in Nikan that I was concerned about, and I can honestly tell you that I have never attended a Nikan event where I felt that it was a rah-rah.
Okay. So it's more about connection. And let me volley back to Stephen, because that is one thing that both you and my father, Denny Rogers, have done. It's kind of your repertoire of sorts, is that at events like a convention, you take the phrase "work the crowd" to a new dimension. And why do you do that?
You learn a lot. She just talked about the value of hearing what's going on with the company, but there's certainly an equal amount of value in finding out what people are doing around the country. And you find out what is working, you also kind of find out what is not working. And that's always good to know. That's probably one reason Nikan has returned to the simplicity of saying, here's our deal, and you come in as a member, which is kind of a new thing that is being stressed this year. You come in as a member, or you come in as a distributor, and here's what's involved as a distributor, and I'm sure you'll talk about that a little bit later. But it's a great advantage just to learn kind of the nuances that people give these things and the spin. It's extremely valuable to hear those things. Just little things that people have picked up on and are doing, like you are kind of developing a way to speak about this band. So I heard it the other day when we had our pre-interview. You are beginning to stress the simplicity of this and just the value of learning what's going on, and I'm sure that will develop more and more. That's enormously, enormously valuable. Also, you can find out what people have been earning, up or down, see who's had facelifts. You know, there's just lots of neat things.
see who has not been the epitome of the words wellness consultant as far as their size, and then others who have gone the other direction. And I know introducing a new couple the other evening, I handed them, I don't know if it's the current issue of the magazine, but the one that has a little testimony of my, success with the Body Balance program. And the husband looked at me and said, you used to weigh 182 pounds? My word, where was it? And I said, well, my sister-in-law always said I was the one in the family with the big butt. But, the thing, Stephen, you're hitting on something here that I really want to drive home, is that there's a connection that takes place, and you can't obviously connect with all 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people that are at an event, but it's those one-on-one conversations that take place, the networking, that never would have. And just to kind of set a story here, the Rogers family, including Stephen, and I know, and probably hundreds and thousands of others, and I don't want to sound egotistical, I mean, maybe they would eventually come across Nikan Scott, but because of a convention, thus we're in Nikan today. And it's because of that networking with my parents, with Dennis and Ruth Williams, who were not part of the same organization. This is 16, 17 years ago almost. And because of that networking, just those one-on-one conversations, and I can tell you, Stacy and I's first convention as married, I attended one before that in 94, but in 95, that first convention as a couple, the conversations that I had with people like Butch and Bonnie Carroll, Dennis and Ruth Williams, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Those conversations shaped who I am today, because
sure.
I saw leadership in them, and they saw it in me, and they, you know, it went back and forth. Now, June, you have pulled off successfully the Power Launch Bonus. I believe that's what it's called. In other words,
yeah.
With and all the details, again, folks, if you're listening, hopefully you're listening if you're on the call, but if you have access to your computer, you can click on these and see exactly what the criteria are. But, June, tell us what you did, and I want to segue that right into how that is a big part of the convention.
Well, one of the things, Vance, and I went to the last convention, and like probably you did, maybe not, I signed a commitment that I would win the other contest that was going on that just ended in April. And there was certain criteria for that. And what that did for me and for my organization is it created momentum. It wasn't just about winning that. It was about really getting back into the nitty-gritty with my whole group. And through that, the momentum developed. I set certain criteria for myself, and I was, all of a sudden, I won the other. I keep wanting to call it the Power Patch Bonus, but it's the Power Launch Bonus. And I was, first day of the year, New Year's Day, I signed up a new consultant. I felt like that set the pace for the rest of the year and for the rest of my career. And I always put out the importance of the packs. I've always encouraged people to get the packs. The packs are developed for people, in my opinion, for different levels. You know, the first one, you're securing that first 500 so that mm-hmm. people won't pass you. Mm-hmm. And so I always explain the importance, and it fell into place because I was talking to the people. I was encouraging them to do the things that they should be doing if they're going to treat this as a business. And so I actually had other bonuses or other packs that had been purchased through my organization during, you know, the past few months, but two of them were purchased in one of the months, and that led to getting that award.
So how do, June, how does that dovetail into what we have? And just for the record, if you've not familiarized, the simplicity of the convention contest is as follows. Starting May 1st, so we're already a week into it, to the end of July, so basically to August 1st. Let me rephrase that. To July 6th, okay, don't forget August because people will get confused. Say, oh, you said August. No, July 31st is when it ends, okay? During the next 3 months, accumulate 10,000 personal group volume. That's you and people in your organization, and you will earn a free night at the Gaylord Palms in Dallas, the convention, host convention hotel, okay? Accumulate 15,000, and you pick up two free nights. So just an additional $5,000 in personal group volume, and you pick up the second night. Now, keep in mind, this is a $249 value. So let's just say over $200 to be safe. Very, very prestigious. I don't know if it's a five-star. It's definitely a four-star hotel. Definitely worth the while. Now, if you double that, in other words, 30,000 personal group volume, you not only get the two free nights, but you also get $500 in Neekin bucks to use on any of Neekin's products, and the list. And again, this is where you need to check the website. Look at the list of other perks that go along with it. You'll get an invitation to the President's Club reception, which is, guess what? It's for President's Club members only. So you get to be, and I'll tell you, the last convention, there was not a whole lot of them, but the few people that were there, I can tell you, they were elated. I mean, their excitement level for being part of that black tie event was huge. And it's not that, you know, we're this upper echelon, you know, us four and no more type thing. We're just a bunch of regular folks. However, Neekin sets a precedent when they invite certain people to that, and the guest speakers are there. We got to, you know, rub shoulders with a lot of different people that normally you never would have the opportunity to meet. So that's a big part of it. But again, the rest of the list is on there. I didn't write them all down. But that's the convention contest as is it. Now, what June has pulled off is with the Ignite 6 campaign with the Power Launch Bonus, not Power Patch Bonus. I love that, how you could get that confused, because I would do the same thing, because I would imagine that the Power Patch was a big, big part of that.
Yeah, it was.
But June, the Power Launch Bonus, in other words, moving packs in your organization, and a lot of people think, well, those packs are really just for business builders. Yeah, you may look at that, but look at it from the perspective of somebody's ready to jump on board and they want to do more than just auto ship. They want to buy more than nutritional. You know, a $500 or $1,500 pack, when you look at the breakdown, you're going to save buku bucks by doing it. And when you generate those, move those packs in your organization, that entails what at the convention, June?
I'm not clear on your question. You mean as far as you're getting the additional bonus, number one, which you can put towards your airfare.
There you go. That's what I'm like. I wanted you to help make the correlation, because a lot of people think, well, Vance, where are you going with that? What did you earn when you pulled off the Power Launch bonus?
$200.
Okay, so mm-hmm. you moved which pack?
An additional $200.
Additional 200, which is over and above your regular commission.
Yes.
So you move two packs in 1 month?
Yes.
Okay, and you pick up, now is that two of any pack?
Yep. One person ordered the business professional pack, and the other person ordered the starter pack.
And the starter pack is the $500 pack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is how simple it is. And as Stephen and I were discussing the other day, it was kind of bantering back via email, the simplicity of this, and we've all heard the phrase back to basics, and that phrase drives me nuts, because that means we've gotten so far down the path to the wrong path that we have to go back. I'm not into going back. I've never gone. I think we're on something here, the simplicity of this, that if we recognize and we understood this, so let's break it down even simpler. We know we're shooting for volume. We want to get free nights, then we got to generate the volume. Okay, if the whole goal was just one free night, because that would help save us some money, well, then you're looking at, you know, about $3,300 in personal group volume months, if that's it. I would personally set the goal a little higher than that and shoot for, you know, $5,000 a month, because that's going to pay for two nights at the Gaylord Palms. That's basically whether you stay Thursday and Friday night and then stay someplace outside or whatever. You guys kind of get the idea. The bottom line is we've got to get things in motion. Now, I want to take this a different direction. For the sake of you guys' time, for taking time out of your schedule, Stephen, let me come back to you. Because we covered why, the importance of why going to the convention, and there's so many other, a multitude of reasons. In your history, again now, June, you've been a part of network marketing industry for how many years now?
Since 77.
Okay.
Oh, June, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm in a noisy area. I'm by a waterfall here.
Okay. I've been in the industry since late 1998, so
11 years, and for Stephen, it's 77, so we're talking 32 years in the industry. So, Stephen, looking back, again, and this kind of dovetails into what we already discussed, but what would take place, and the other gentleman that I mentioned, Chris, and Chris, if you're on the line right now, I'll let you speak in, but there's momentum that starts at a convention, because whether it's announcements of new products, whether it's announcements of a new enhancement, how would you describe that in years past, looking back, again, over 32 years in this industry? I don't know if that's an open-ended question.
Yeah, it is. Remember, there are people who live and die by the sales plan, like you and I, and there are people who sit in offices and dream up these things. So with all due respect to those who sit in offices and come up with these things, it really takes, could I call it, the field anointing to really make it work. And that's the value of being together with your colleagues to say, okay, the company has proposed this. Now, how can we make this really work without getting complicated? And I agree with you. I don't want to go back to the future. I want to find something that really works and works now in this simplicity that you talk about. And what I like about the simplicity is that it's simply helping people to feel better, helping them to see that there's something here, relating it to today, where people are with their credit cards, their desires, their businesses. One of the things that I keep hitting on now is people's health benefits, and I just said this to a man I was talking to a few moments ago who sleeps on one of my mattress pads, whom I ran into, a friend of mine. I said, you know, people's health benefits are eroding or going away entirely if they lose their jobs. So they're paying much more attention. There was a story in the New York Times 3 weeks ago how vitamin sales are up nationwide with all companies by about 8%. And some companies, I think a little retail chain that I heard about, is up over 20 or 30% just because people are paying more attention. Well, it's that sort of thing that you hear when you're out in the hallway, what's working and what's not working. And your father and I have always lived by this. If it's not happening inside in the convention hall, go outside and find some people that are really making it happen and talk to them, because you'll learn something out there. And there's the value. It's just a win-win situation that being at a convention like this.
Okay. June, piggyback on that. What's your thoughts on the, again, we're getting back to the importance of it, but how does that start momentum? Because I guess in my opinion, exactly what Stephen said, that you network with a couple of the people and you start brainstorming. Okay, how can I best implement that to get the biggest bang for my buck as far as my time invested? Because time is very valuable. How do you feel, and has it worked for you? Because again, what I started to say, one of the gentlemen that I'd asked to be on the call, he had said that the last convention, not the one in Orlando, but the previous one in Long Beach, California, he invited somebody to go with him, and within a couple months thereafter, they went silver. And he said, so it was totally worth me sticking my neck out and inviting them to go, because they caught the vision for it, and they went silver.
Well, here's a little different take, Vance. Several years ago, the company's convention was on April 23rd. It started. That was the first step. That is my birthday. So I made my own contest that I was not going to attend that convention unless I was platinum. That was my personal gift to myself. And I went ahead, I purchased a ticket, and I still had to break 3 more silvers because I did it with 6 silvers between January and April. And I did it. I did it at 11 o'clock sitting in the hotel room the night before the convention. Well, let me tell you something. I had such a cheering of people. But where I'm going with that is that your business, part of the reason, in my opinion, there's a contest, it's not about getting to the convention only. It's about building our businesses in a very strong way between now and when the convention starts.
Mm-hmm.
And the convention is the icing on the cake where you definitely want to go, but all of the things the company has just given us are going to build if you take it, hang up from this phone call, and start putting into action the plan to get there. You will have a strong business, and then your business
June, wouldn't you say that there's a value in telling people that you're going to the convention, you're in a contest, because they will join you very often. They want to help you.
Absolutely. The morning after the company announced this, I was on email. I was on my phone before Vance's call last week. I have been telling people. I just spoke to one of my consultants earlier before this, and I said the exact same thing. She was telling me different people that she's spoken to. She's brand new. She just went senior last month. And I said, let your family know that this is the time to get involved. You're involved in a contest. It's the same thing I tell people when they're going silver. Share this. Get the excitement going. They're going to hear that excitement in your voice because you've got 3 months to strive for something that's really important. And all of that is going to enhance your business and the business of the people in your organization, and it's a ripple effect where many of you will be able to attend that convention.
Let me get both your feedback on this. What should we do then on, or even prior to, but definitely on June 1st?
Well, on June 1st, we should be purchasing tickets.
You said that in a way like, well, come on, Vance, are you still asleep or something? Okay, but can we, so it starts now, making a decision, so that's a no-brainer. It's like when tickets go on sale, today actually, if you're an American Idol watcher, and if you have tweeners in your home, you cannot not participate in the American phenomenon, but when tickets go on sale for the American Idol tour, for a particular venue, and this year just happens to be kicking off in Portland, Oregon, so we're a little biased. But when tickets go on sale today for that event, guess who is, you know, online and, you know, well, we got actually a pre-sale, so we were able to purchase ours yesterday. But on June 1st, Nikan has made it, given us the opportunity for $75 per ticket. Usually they're $225, $245 for the actual ticket to attend the convention. $75. And I think for me, what that does, it puts our money where our mouth is, and what I'm going to challenge, that right now, there's 75 of us on this line, right now, on this call. If we did the math, and between now and June 1st, like June, what you just said, you encouraged one of your wellness consultants to tell their family that this is what they're doing. It's a contest. This is something they want to win. Any Girl Scout person that you encounter outside of Walmart or, you know, selling cookies, or the Boy Scouts when they come to your door selling candy bars, they're part of a contest. And more often than not, we want to help and enable them, because nobody wants to be the person that says, things are tight, I can't give a buck. Well, this is more than just giving a buck. If we all enlisted, and it's going to take, in order to get a few, you're going to have to start with a little bit more than a few. But if you look at the simplicity, and Stephen was mentioning this before, look at what Nikan has given us right now in the opportunity to join as a wellness consultant for $35 plus 10 bucks shipping. If you've got a Costco or Sam's in your area, that's the exact cost that it costs to enroll. Well, why do you join Costco or Sam's? Well, to get a discount on the products. Well, that's the same reason why somebody would join Nikan as a wellness consultant or as a member. And what do you do after you join? You pay the fee and then you go sit in your car. Is that how you guys do it in Jersey, June?
No, we go back in there and we start purchasing.
Okay, I just want to make sense. Make sure, because some people...
What is that about New Jersey? Come on, Dan. We're good here.
Because some people join Nikan and then they don't do anything.
Well, next.
Yeah, next, exactly. So if somebody were to actually join for the right reasons, they'll purchase product, and then what do we do once we walk out of Costco after we've purchased, you know, the, you know, latest, greatest, you know, Jim Dynamo slicer, dicer, chopper, or we've gotten a great deal on an everyday household item that people consume, regardless of what it is. What do we do?
We tell somebody.
Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten a phone call from Gisela, Stephen's wife, telling me, or she just sent something in the mail to us, oh, I picked this up at such and such store. That store never gave her a motivation to do that. And that's exactly what we have with Nikan. And this all correlates to the convention in the sense that on June 1st, we're able to buy the tickets, and we could take it one of two ways. If you're really wanting to do it this way, I don't encourage it, but if you want to step out on a limb, it might be worth your while, that you could actually purchase somebody else's ticket on their behalf and say, look, I so believe in you that I'm going to invest this, and I don't think you're going to leave me hanging. if it's somebody that's really struggling. However, I think the best way, you know, option A would be to, as June just said, you encourage every single person that you're working with, whether they're just as a member or a full-fledged business wellness consultant. Look at June 1st is the date. We need to burn up Nikan's server. And literally, if we did that, number one, that would give Nikan a really good estimate of how many people are serious about this, so they can build that convention to suit us as the field. Because that's what Stephen had said at the beginning, is that, you know, they dream up different things, and then those of us in the field get to implement them. So I cannot encourage everybody enough, but if you run the numbers, we could have, oh, you know, 300 plus people just as a result of this one phone call. If we all went out there and said, you know, I'm going to target 10, and if I only get 5, that's okay. But I want to go to the convention, because let me tell you, it's no fun going to an event by yourself. You'll get there and you'll realize real quick, oh, I should have asked so-and-so to come. Man, it would have been so much better if they came. Now, life happens, different things. People, family members pass away or whatever, and people have to cancel at the last minute. That's understandable. But at the same time, people can jump on board. I've met people that joined Nikan within that week and made the decision to come to that event. And when you look at, here's other benefits too, and I don't want to get too caught up on this, but it's the simplicity of the location of this one event, is that being centrally located in Dallas, American Airlines, which is based, and Southwest, which are both based in Dallas, that's their main hub. You can get direct, nonstop flights from anywhere in North America, for very, very inexpensive. I checked the other day, it's less than $300 for us to fly from Portland nonstop to Dallas. Why is that important? Well, because they don't feed you anymore, and, you know, packing a sack lunch, some people don't like doing that. But the reality of it is this. It's very affordable, and if you don't want to stay at the Gaylord Palms, which I highly recommend staying there because Nikan's going to pay for it if you meet the guidelines of the contest, there are within 10 minutes drive, literally a short taxi ride or rent a car for very cheap for the weekend, within 10 minutes from that site, there are hundreds, not dozens, but hundreds of other motels and hotels, very, very affordable. And when you break down the cost, this will be the cheapest investment that you've ever made into your future. And I can't stress that enough. So utilizing that formula, and you're going to hear me talking more about this, and this is not just the latest, greatest thing, and it's not getting back to the base. It's just the simplicity of what Nikan's given us. They register with the company. They purchase products. You share that experience. It's the Costco way. It's the Sam's way. We've all done it. You know, we all do it at Walmart, we do it at movie theaters, we do it at restaurants, but we never get compensated for it. Well, Nikan's going to compensate us richly for it. So, Stephen, June, both of you, either one of you, other thoughts that I missed on the convention?
I think you've got a good theme you're hitting there, Vance, and it's up to us to just kind of keep that going and sprinkle the conversation with thoughts of the convention with everybody that we speak with. Even those who count themselves as just casual users would enjoy going to a place like the Gaylord in Dallas.
My thoughts are is that set the goal, put it in writing. I always feel that's important. Share it with somebody if you want. And then there's very, very good steps that we can all take, and I'm sure you're going to cover that on other calls, on how you're going to get there. And it will be building your business at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And there's certain elements, and while we've been on the call, I wrote down a couple's name who was at their house yesterday. I haven't seen the wife in, well, she used to be our school bus driver. And I was laughing about that afterwards, and I told her husband, you know, I'd been on many a death ride as a result of his wife because she was pretty aggressive when she drove that yellow banana full of kids. But bottom line, she said something. She actually said two things that I picked up on. One, as she's mowing the lawn, she said, I'm getting too old for this. And then two, she said her husband was on disability, so he couldn't take a paycheck. Yeah. Who do you think I'm calling this morning?
I would hope you're calling them. And if you're not, give me their phone number.
Because, you know, I think the bottom line, what am I going to say to them, is simply, Judy, you said two things yesterday, and I just couldn't get them out of my mind. All last night driving home, and when I, you know, and what do I have to offer them? Well, wellness, physically and financially. I just want to get in front of them. I want 45 minutes in their living room. That's all I want. I want
to
give them
hope. You have hope to offer them.
What's that?
You have hope to offer them.
Yeah, literally. They're both, what's the politically correct way to describe it? I learned this term from Stephen. Well, there's a little bit more of them to love than there should be. In their size, and we can offer hope, because again, we've seen too many people out there, and it's the energy level, and we can offer hope. So, gang, I hope you gleaned a few things from what June has shared. June Silva from New Jersey, and I know I make fun of Jersey because I'm spending next weekend with a dear friend of mine who lives originally from Jersey as well, and from Stephen B. Stevens from Cincinnati, Ohio. You guys, these are people who are seasoned conventionees, conventioners, whatever, convention attenders, and hopefully that you've been able to jot some notes down, say, okay, this is what I need to do, and I would follow up on what June just said. You get the ball rolling by putting things on paper. Set a goal that you can control, something I learned from Ruth Williams, and put some feet to that. How many, if I want to take five people with me, if I want, you know, five of my closest friends to go with me to this convention the end of October, well, what do I need to do between now and June 1st? I need to make contact with them, obviously. But then we need to be prepared to purchase our tickets. $75 is a very inexpensive investment, and that really separates the sheep from the goats. We may have to talk to 25, 40 people or so to get that five. But if each one of us did that, and some of us are going to actually shoot, and no fair, those of you who have already got people in your organization that have already committed to going, you can't count those as the five. Sorry. We're going to find five other people, maybe five people that are just casual users of the product. As Stephen said, they would enjoy a weekend at the Gaylord Palms. Trust me. I've flown over this hotel, this site, many times, and it is exquisite. Very nice, yet very affordable. That's the thing. Nikon has given us the opportunity, and they'll pick up the tab. So, again, look at the contest guidelines on the computer. Check them out. See what you think you can do. Figure out your game plan. Take my word for it. Jump online. Start looking at, you know, airline tickets, or, you know, banks use some mileage that you've been, you know, holding on to. That's what Stacy and I are doing. It's like, it's there. Might as well use it. Let's make it very affordable and doable for everybody. So, you guys, thank you, June, again. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it, your comments greatly. And for those of you who didn't quite get everything that they said or weren't able to scribble the notes down because you're still laying in bed to that favorite spouse of yours, growinginwellness.com, again, www.growinginwellness.com is the website. Brad and Beth make these recordings available, and you can, from sometimes, you can actually listen to them for free. Like this last week, we got to hear our previous 2 weeks' messages for an elongated period of time, so those sometimes are available, but nothing else, you can pick up a copy of the CD. And if you want to join us live, if you're listening via CD and you've never joined Saturday AM Live, it's simply area code 319-279-1000, and the code to dial in is 628, the code to push, there's no such thing, nobody dials anymore, why do we keep saying that? 628-62-POUND is the code. Again, 319-279-1000, 628-62-POUND. And those of you who are listening live, I know you asked me, why on earth do you keep giving out the phone number? Well, because there's people that listen to this via CD that don't know the phone number, and I get emails from them. I want to join your call. Anyways, you guys, thank you again, June. Thank you again, Stephen. Have a great weekend, everybody. And again, I can't encourage you strongly, highly recommend it. Get that list of people in front of you and start working them, you want to get them to this event. And if you don't understand why, watch the video by Doug Braun. That was one thing I wrote down and that I missed. Life Unleashed. If you watch that video by Doug Braun, it's on the website. You'll find it there. That'll really give you an idea why you want to be at this event. So, you guys have been great. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning. Bye-bye now.